Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Despite a slow start, the Lakers had no issues dismissing the Heat in game one of the NBA Finals last night. LA was down 13 early in the first, then turned on the Jets and would end up leading by as many as 32. The Lakers then cruised to 116-98 win. Anthony Davis had a game high, 34 points. LeBron finished with 25 points, 13 boards, 9 assists. And we are now joined by Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard. Chris, what is the biggest reason the Lakers went on their run last night?
Jen, I know Skip Bayless well. And because I know Skip well, I know that this is a trick question strategically planted to belittle LeBron James and act like he had nothing to do with the victory. Because we all know, Skip knows, Shannon knows, I know everybody that watched the game knows that the Lakers went on their big run when LeBron was on the bench. All right, midway through the first quarter, 23-10 Heat, LeBron goes to the bench. And the others, as Shaq calls them, the role players, caught fire. KCP hits two back-to-back threes. Rondo hits a jumper, a three. Kuzma hit two threes. Danny Green hits two threes. They caught fire, and it was over from that point. I think they outscored the Heat 55-25 the rest of the first half. But LeBron came in and kept it going and played a key role because he had four assists in that stretch. Two of them on three-pointers. And what they did, poor Tyler Hero, who we praised a week ago, they hunted him, and LeBron hunted him. Spoelstra was switching everything. LeBron hunted Tyler Hero. They had to double, and so LeBron's passing it to guys for assists. So, yeah, I get it, okay? The run started with LeBron on the bench, but let's not act like the king didn't ball last night.
Yeah. Because here's the thing, though. When you look at what Boston was able to do, the Boston doesn't have the passers that LeBron and Rondo is. So Kemba's more of a two-guard, Skip, but he plays the point. Marcus Smart, they're not true point guards. Rondo is an old-school true point guard. LeBron James, although he's 6'9", he's basically a point guard. So they understand how to manipulate the defense. They don't spend a whole lot of time passing the ball around the perimeter. They're trying to step through. They're trying to get into a vacated area. The double team comes. Now I'm kicking to a wide-open guy, or I'm finding AD. But the problem is, look, we can talk about, you know, they made shots. The Lakers are just a better team, Chris. And unless the Heat grow and can keep the Lakers off the board, because you're not beating the Lakers.
You're talking about literally growing
tall,
not growing up.
No.
Growing taller.
Yes,
thank you.
Unless Iggy can get to be 6'10",
yes.
Crowder gets to be 7 foot tall.
Yes.
That's the problem. You're not beating the Lakers if you get crushed on the glass by 18 and you don't outshoot them from the three. Because the only chance teams have of beating them is that they normally outshoot them from the three-point line and they can keep it close in the rebounding area. If they crush you on the glass, that means they're going to get second-chance points. And when you give them more than one crack at you on the possession, they normally punish you for that. So, yeah, 75-30 midway through the first to the six-minute mark of the third quarter. That's what they went on, a 75-30 run, Chris, and GOAT James and AD, because they can get whatever they want. Yeah, I was feeling real good last night. I didn't like the way the game ended, but I felt real good during that stretch.
So, Chris Broussard, I love you, man, but I will be the first to tell you, it did not even occur to me that LeBron wasn't on the floor when they started their run. You can ask my man Shannon Sharpe.
He didn't even bring it up.
We did the whole A block on the show. It went like 25 minutes. I never brought that up, correct?
You didn't bring it up, but I damn sure wasn't going to bring it up.
Okay.
But now that I brought it up.
Thank you for bringing that up. I was definitely aware of it. I thought it was irrelevant to what was happening. Because what was happening right before your very eyes, you said it yesterday, Chris, that this is a mismatch, and it's really an epic mismatch. This is by far the worst team LeBron has faced in the finals, and I'm not even sure the Heat are worthy of being in the finals. They did what they did. They beat Boston to get there, but they're just not tall enough to contend with the Lakers. The Lakers' point guard is bigger than the Heat center. And I'm talking about, obviously, LeBron over Bam. And Bam really got exposed last night because he does play so hard and he can be a rebounding machine, but he managed only 4 rebounds. They got annihilated on the boards, 54-36. Who coined the expression? Pat Riley. No rebounds, no rings. That came from the immortal, great Pat Riley, right?
Yes.
Well, how about no rebounds, no hope? Because last night, it's no hope. You've got no chance. Bam couldn't defend Anthony Davis. He made Anthony Davis look like Wilt Chamberlain. Anthony got 7 buckets point blank right at the rim. 7 times he's in the restricted area dunking it or laying it up because Bam could not deal with him. Bam wound up with 8 points and 4 rebounds. And on defense, the Heat, they're a complete liability, but they have been all year. Mm-hmm. But they could overcome it because they play so hard and so smart and together on offense. They share the ball and they make their shots. And they did that for a while last night, and all of a sudden Shannon's sitting up there in his palatial estate in Bel Air saying, uh-oh, maybe they are for real. And it's 23-10. At that point, as LeBron said after the game, we got punched in the mouth, so we decided to punch back. And we got physical with them, which they did. And they go on a 77-32 run. Chris, process that for me. How hard is it in an NBA Finals game for one team to beat the other team over a stretch? 77-32 by 45 points. It tells you everything you don't need to know about this finals, because what started happening was the Heat just have to outscore you because they can't defend.
No,
they resort to the zone, which is it's pretty
because
hopeless.
You can't defend one-on-one.
You can't defend. They tried to defend one-on-one. That wasn't working. And the point was they just got stuck where they weren't making shots. And to me, it's come clear that it's Tyler Hero or bust. Because he saved them in 2 pivotal games against the Celtics, and we talked about him right here on Undisputed with Chris, where he just went bonkers crazy, where he was just making shot after shot after shot. He can score it off the bounce. He's got left hand, he's got right hand, and he can shoot threes, especially clutch threes. And in that stretch, when the Lakers took off, he started missing. In the whole first half, he went 3 of 9, and what was he, 1 of 4 from 3 or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he wound up a minus 30 in the first half. Well, that's their recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
They need Tyler Hero to be my hero. And last night, he was not. And I think they kind of go as he goes on offense.
They need Duncan Robinson to do better. I mean, he played 27 minutes and gave you 0
points. But the Lakers wouldn't give him an open look.
No. And that's what you got to do. Run him off. And 70, think about it, Skip, 77-32. You remember in the 90s, teams were scoring 77 points on a game.
They were winning
games 77-75 or 77-73. Yep. And the Lakers go on a run. In about 22, 23 minutes of 77.
Yeah, and Chris, before I hand the ball back to you, last quick point. Remember when LeBron went on his run to his first ring in 2012 through the Thunder, he got big games from Shane Battier and Mario Chalmers and Mike Miller, And this shaped up as that kind of game where somebody like KCP made 8 threes. Not happening. In the first half, they had 8 players on the Lakers make 3-point shots. 8 players in the first half? And they had made 11 at the 3:36 mark of the second quarter. Well, that's just too, it's too many and too good. So, Chris, fire away.
Right. Well, this also tells us that the East is still very much the least. You know, I think we all thought the East had improved. It was kind of catching the West. But no. Look, Giannis is a one, with all due respect to Chris Middleton, Giannis is really a one-star show, right? He's one superstar. When's the last time one superstar won the West? You know, LeBron and AD, Kawhi and Paul George. Now you got Jokic and Jamal Murray. I mean, you need multiple stars in the West to even contend for the title.
Absolutely.
And in the East, Milwaukee was running through it. Now, Boston looks like they could have a few stars, but they're very young. They still got a lot to learn. So it just shows you that the East is still what it was when LeBron was there. And it's the much, much lesser conference.
I guess you got to go back to Dirk. I mean, I guess you could say Jason Kidd was a superstar, but he was aging.
Yeah.
So when Dirk came out of up out of the West, because people don't realize that, yeah, they beat the Heat in the finals, but they swept the Lakers, who had just won the title the year before, and they beat OKC in 5 in the finals to get to play to face. So that's the only time that I can think. But you're absolutely right. The days of you having a superstar and just running, yeah, you might can win a bunch of games, but to get to a title. To win a title, you're going to need more. You're going to need more. And now that KD and Kyrie stays healthy, I don't know how much, because, and you talk about, they talk about trading Paul George. Will Brooklyn be willing to trade maybe some of those young assets they got, a Caris LeVert, a Dinwiddie, a Jared Allen, in order to get Paul George back in the East and put him with KD and Kyrie. But in the West, without 2 superstars, you ain't going nowhere. I don't care how good your talent is. Without 2 superstars, you're not going anywhere in the West.
Mm. And by the way, the last solo star I saw win multiple championships was up in Chicago, Michael Jordan.
Man, go ahead. Scottie Pippen was a top-end player.
You got to give Pippen credit.
No.
He was a star.
No, Jordan made him a star.
It was a big gap between the two, but
right.
Pippen was a star.
Mm.
But that guy AD... Skip Bayless.
We know what the guys look. We know the only suspense left, right? Who's going to be the Finals MVP?
Yep.
Well, I've got another question
LeBron
for you guys.
I hope LeBron and AD don't get caught up in that, but that's really the only suspense.
Yeah. No mercy.
Not only were the Heat blown out game one against the Lakers, they also dealt with a boatload of injuries. Jimmy Butler rolled his ankle but would return to the court later. Goran Dragic left in the second quarter, did not return with a foot injury. And their big man, Bam Adebayo, left in the third with a shoulder strain. Chris Broussard still with us this morning. Now, Chris, I hate to say it after game one, but is the series over?
Yeah, it's over. Obviously, we all predicted a relatively easy Lakers victory in this series. But I got to be honest, I'd be lying if I sat here and said I saw them being up 32 points in game one. I thought it would be competitive. Even as I picked the Lakers in 5, I thought for the most part the games would be competitive. I thought they'd win last night by 9 or 10 points or maybe even a little bit less. But it was a rout, and if the other guys support AD and LeBron, who they've got nobody to stop, I mean, it's just there's no chance for the Heat. We talked earlier about the rebounding. Look at Bam Adebayo. First of all, is he really a legit 6'9"? But even so, even if he is, he's not skinny, but he's small. Look at him compared to LeBron.
Yep.
LeBron's not only probably taller, but he's much bigger, much sturdier. Same with Dwight Howard and AD and all these guys. And if the injuries, Goran Dragic, him being out, now we all know plantar fasciitis. I've seen what that's done to players and even players' careers. A plantar tear really sounds painful and sounds problematic. So he may be done for the rest of the series. And if that's the case, I mean, he is their primary decision maker. He is their quarterback on the floor. He's been having a great season. That's a huge loss. He's obviously one of their more experienced guys. And then, Bam, if the shoulder's bothering him, it's tough enough to bang with the Lakers bigs when you're healthy. But if the shoulder's a problem, then he's really going to be compromised. And as much as we like Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson and these guys, they are, at least at this stage of their career, and Duncan probably his whole career will be like this, but they're very good playing off other guys, right? Like, so when the game plan is to focus on Jimmy Butler, Bam, Goran Dragic, then Hero and Duncan can shine. They're not ready. Hero was playing high school ball 2 years ago. They are not ready to be the focal point of a defense where the game plan is to stop you. And if Dragic is out and Bam is compromised, then that's who's next after Jimmy Butler. So the Heat, man, I think they're going to play more zone, try to just force the other guys from the Lakers to shoot threes and see if they can keep making them. But that's about their only hope.
I agree with you. Deep down inside, I really thought the Lakers would win in five, but I said six because I was superstitious. And we kept it going because I picked them to beat Portland in six. I picked them to beat Houston in six. I picked them to beat the Nuggets in six. But I don't, Skip, it's hard for me to see them winning more than a game because the margin of error is so small for the Heat. It's as small as they are in size. So I don't see them how they win more than a game. Skip, if you look at this, Chris, Miami in the three games against the Bucks, they hit 17 threes. Well, if you hit numbers like that, Skip, you got an excellent chance. But you're going to have to do that. That's what it's going to take. And you're going to have to keep the Lakers off the glass. But like you said, because the Lakers are so big and they start Dwight. Dwight had more rebounds, had 8 rebounds. That's two more than anybody on the Heat had. Then you throw in AD's 9, you throw in LeBron's 13, and you throw in Kuzma's 8. Who's going to get rebounds for him? If Bam is compromised, he's really your only rebounder to begin with. He's the only guy of size to begin with. So if he can't bang with Dwight and he can't bang with AD and he can't keep LeBron off the glass, and then on the flip side, I don't care what defense you play, they have no answer for AD. You going to put Jay Crowder on him? Really? Or you going to put Iggy on him? Bam is too small. He can get whatever he wants. And LeBron James being the point guard that he is, and Rondo, they get to the crease of the defense. You come, they dish to AD, he's dunking it. They pass the wide open guys, and they were making threes last night. The margin of error is so small for the Miami Heat. If they're not making somewhere between 15 and 20 threes, Skip, I don't see how this game, I don't see how it goes more than five. And I can see if they don't win tomorrow night, I don't see how it goes more than four.
Mm. So, allow me to say of my man across the table, Shannon Sharp, the reason he predicted that the Heat would win two games in this series is because he was trying to legitimize the Heat as worthy competition for LeBron James. And Shannon, it was a feeble attempt. It did not work.
Skip, they still might, you don't.
They are not legitimate competition.
See, you try to delegitimize.
I would like to adjust my prediction.
Don't you think LeBron, though, I mean, he kind of deserves this. He's had to go through some juggernauts or face some juggernauts, I should say.
Well, he didn't go through them. He got gone through.
This is kind of apropos.
Yeah.
Okay. So he needed a gimme, and he got a gimme, right? A little freebie.
Going to get a couple more, too.
Oh, is he?
Well, getting through the West wasn't a gimme, though. Getting through the West was tough.
Well, it was a gimme after the Clippers fell on their
face. Kawhi?
Yep.
Oh, my bad.
Is that the new?
No, I ain't say nothing, Skip. I ain't say nothing. Hey, he up there getting up shots. He in the lab. Remember his trainer? His trainer say he was in the lab and somebody was pretending. You know, he was on vacation. He got time. Remember, Skip, he got time. One guy was in the lab. One guy talking about being in the lab. Okay, I got time. How much time you got now?
Now, back to the mismatch we're having to watch right now. I'm about to adjust my prediction to Lakers in two because I believe the next game will be such a blowout that both teams will vote after the game because they are sick and tired of being stuck in the bubble. They'll just say, let's just forget about the last two games because we want to go home. And home they will be, home, James, because it will be time for the parade here, led by Shannon Sharpe, who will be driving the lead car in the parade in downtown Los Angeles.
We're having a virtual parade. Yep. But I'm driving, they have the Lakers lined up, everybody's in their car just blowing the horn.
Okay. So these are fairly mysterious injuries to me, Chris, because you mentioned the plantar tear. They're saying that Dragic has a plantar tear. It runs underneath your foot. And it is extremely painful just to have the tendonitis in it called plantar fasciitis. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how they quickly diagnosed a plantar tear without an MRI, unless it was a hands-on exam where it just said the doctor
said. They could feel it, I guess.
Yeah, like, okay. Well, but they also said after the game that a number of the Heat players were hopeful he would suck it up and try to play on it. I don't think you can play on it.
Nah.
I'm sorry. And then Bam keeps hurting what looks like his wrist, and he grabs his wrist, and he's just in anguish, but they say it's a shoulder
strain.
Okay, I don't really get that, but he bounced back against Boston and played, so.
But think about it, he stayed in the game against Boston, Skip, and when he did that the other night.
This time he
was gone. He went straight
to the locker room. I just don't know if he's going to be available. And the guy I thought was hurt was Jimmy Butler because he turned his ankle completely over.
He did.
And he sucked it up and kept going. He did not look 100% on it.
Right.
But is it going to swell and just cause him issues over the next 48 hours? Probably. So I just say a mismatch just got humiliatingly worse because they could be down three players.
Well, I'm just hopeful when we come in here on Monday, we up 3-0.
3-0?
That's what I'm hoping.
Well, 3-0. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, up 3-0, shake and bake, do what he do on Sunday.
Go ahead, Chris.
We need at least Butler and Bam to play. I mean, can you imagine if Dragic and then Bam is out? I mean, God.
Yeah, with no Bam, I just
could go up.
How you gonna get rebounds?
If they stay focused. Mm.
If there's no Bam, how are you gonna get rebounds?
Good question.
It's hard to play. Chris, it's hard to box out in the zone because at least your man's right there. If you play a man to man, you guys right there. You just turn and box him out. But in the zone, I remember the high school coach say, "We find somebody and box him out." That's easy to say. The guy's at the 3-point line. How the hell you want me to run from under the basket and go box out somebody? I'm just gonna go try to get the rebound. And lo and behold, here he come flying in. He gets to get the rebound and put it back. Mm. Lakers. We're going to go ahead and do this thing because I just want to come in here. I just want to have bragging rights. Skip Bayless, who have not let me have my bragging rights for 4 years on this show. All he was doing was yuck it. OKD, right in his face. Boom, right in the king's face in his backyard. Just kiki.
He did.
Now, I'm going to get I want to kiki so.
I have congratulated you for 2 weeks LeBron's fourth ring.
No.
It's over. I want to hear you say, just for the record, on this show, right here, right now, the Miami Heat are done. Just want to hear.
They're not done. They too well coached.
You're kidding.
They're tough team. You know what? You see what he did? He don't want me to celebrate.
You're too superstitious.
I'm very superstitious.
You're very superstitious.
You see what the Bengals did? They knew they were going to take Joe Burrow with the first pick. But what they do? They let him have all the circumstances. They let him have all that. Skip trying to take my moment away. He don't want me to enjoy this step by step. He just want to just go ahead and, no, I'm not going to let you do that.
They're playing the equivalent of the South Bay Lakers.
There you go.
That's who they're playing.
You see what they're playing.
South Bay Lakers.
He's already on record.
You play who's in front of you.
Yes.
Who's in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's all Jordan ever did.
We deserve one of these.
Yep. So, Jordan, you're ripping Jordan for playing Malone and Stockton, and now you're saying LeBron is playing Tyler Hero? Really?
But what about that super team that they had in Golden State, Chris? Or the Spurs?
I was going to say, LeBron deserves this. Yes.
I mean, Tony Parker.
Yeah, San Antonio.
Yep. Cakewalk.
Golden State.
Way to go. Have some cake.
Even OKC.
I'll get you a cake. That's what I should get you. A big old cake.
You know what? I didn't mention OKC.
And it's legit.
I didn't even mention OKC. He beat Russ.
Right.
Russ is an MVP. Mm. James Harden is an MVP. I didn't even mention them. I wouldn't even throw that in there.
Daniel House, most improved player in the league.
out.
No, he's not. First of all, that award went to Brandon Ingram. Well, Brandon Ingram.
That's what Mike D'Antoni said.
Skip, stop. I keep. You see this, Chris. This joker gonna put all that on Daniel Hausen.
It was.
The Houston Rockets season was hinged on Daniel's house.
It was.
Really, right, Skip?
Right. Yep.
Okay.
No way.
Skip, please don't get Shannon a cake. He's not going to eat it. That's part of the superstition thing, right?
Oh, I'm going to have you a big old cake for celebration.
Celebrate a little early. How do you plan a virtual parade, Shannon? Are you going to have to put a
Don't be surprised if you see old Goatman in the virtual stands on Friday, either.
Oh,
don't be surprised.
I've been waiting for you to make an appearance.
Oh, really?
Chris, don't be surprised.
Will you wear your mask?
Yep.
Okay.
Will they allow that in the stands? We'll have to wait and see.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew, ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Baseball's postseason is coming, and in just 5 days, FS1 will be your home for the National League Divisional Series. It all gets underway on Tuesday, the NLDS on FS1 and the Fox Sports app. The Cowboys are 8th in scoring this season and 3rd to last in points allowed. Some think that Baker Mayfield is licking his chops over. Baker said he has a lot of respect for Dak on the other side of the ball, but he's focused on Dallas's defense, saying, quote, when it comes down to it, we are playing the Cowboys defense and we have to do whatever it takes to win. If that's a shootout, then great. Shannon, can you see this being a shootout?
Possibly, because both defenses aren't very good, Skip. The Cowboys are giving up 32 points a game, 38 over the last 2 weeks. Browns are giving up 29 points per game, so it has all the makings. I just hope Baker doesn't get involved, because a lot of times, Skip, even though you're going against the team's defense, you're looking at the other side and you want to be judged by, especially if the guy's a fairly good player, you want to be judged by that. And sometimes you get caught up into it. Mm. And what we've seen is that when Baker gets caught up, instead of, and they not run the offense through Chubb and Kareem Hunt, that's where the Browns get into trouble, is that they want to get into a shootout and they put the ball in Baker Mayfield's hands. Put the ball in the belly of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and then play action and go from there. So, yeah, it has all the makings of a shootout. Like I said, the Cowboys defense, they give you whatever they want. They don't particularly rush the passer particularly well. Every once in a while, Alden Smith can get to the quarterback. But, hello? Skip. Mm. You got D-Lo
number. He's hurt. He's hurt. He's got a bad knee.
Oh, I'll go call it because I hadn't seen him. Mm. I hadn't seen him. He must be stumbling over a pile of money or something. Skip, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable, Skip.
$20 million, $21
million. I mean, it was something last year with the shoulders and all this. And no, bruh. You got to produce. You got to perform. You get top dollar money. You got to give top dollar performance. Nobody wants... Because, Skip, nobody knows. All they see is 90. They see Lawrence on the back. Mm-hmm. And they want to know why he's not getting to the quarterback. Why isn't the quarterback going down under the arms of number 90? Mm. Myles Garrett, he got that big payday, and he's showing you why they gave him that big payday, Skip. He's in the backfield every week, wreaking havoc on the opposing team's quarterback. So, yes, I do believe this has all the makings. I've seen no indication from the Cowboys that they're ready to play defense just yet. Mm. So the expectation level is, Skip, this game's probably going to be somewhere in the 30s for both teams.
And I believe if this is a shootout, it's going to be a one-sided shootout in favor of my Dallas Cowboys. And here's why. I love Baker Mayfield. He's off to a pretty good start. I will also remind you, he's played the Bengals and the Washington football team at Cleveland. Okay,
yes.
So
Okay.
So just for the record.
They don't count.
Perspective. Baker right now is ranked 9th in QBR, just a tick behind this guy, Dak Prescott in Dallas, who is 8th. They've both thrown 5 touchdown passes to 2 interceptions. Pretty good. Good start for Baker. Here's the big discrepancy. Do you realize Dak Prescott has already thrown for almost twice as many yards as Baker Mayfield has in 3 games?
Good. That's how it should be.
It's like 1,200 yards to 550 yards.
Yes.
That's the range of those two.
Yes.
Because Kevin Stefanski came from Minnesota, where he did this for Kirk Cousins last year. Mm-hmm. And the year before, he just said, hey, you can't do it all by yourself because you're not good enough to do it all by yourself. But we got this guy, Dalvin Cook.
Right.
So we're going to really balance it up here. In fact, we're going to kind of become a running football team.
And where did he learn that from? Gary Kubiak.
Thank you.
Who's with
that
us
is correct. That is correct. So Baker is benefiting from the Gary Kubiak philosophy.
Yes.
Because he's got Nick Chubb and he's got Kareem Hunt. And by the way, already Cleveland is 3rd ranked in rushing behind the Patriots and the Packers.
Yep.
Your man, Aaron Rodgers, he's got a little help up there when he hand off that football.
Yeah, he got more than 5 passing touchdowns.
The real MVP is the other.
Don't do that, Skip. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay. So the point is that Dallas ranks, wait a second, Dallas ranks 21st in rushing. Really? So, remember, Cleveland, they're 170 yards a game.
Yeah.
Dallas is 107. That's no good. And Chubb is averaging 5.7 yards per carry. My guy Zeke is 3.8 yards per carry. Is that good?
Well, Skip, you can't keep...
Is that
Skip,
good?
You can't keep falling behind 29 to 10. You can't keep falling behind by 15 points.
Okay, but maybe if you could establish the run first and maybe actually get this thing called a lead, maybe you'd be better.
It would also help if you could stop somebody.
Okay, it would also help. Okay, and again, I'm not sure Cleveland's defense is... It's probably a tick better than Dallas.
Yeah, there's not much.
But not much. So the point is, Dak is leading the league in passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 1,200 yards already through 3 games. That's almost like 400 yards a game.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
Yes, it is.
Except there are too many empty calories, says the Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe.
Yes.
Because there are.
Yes.
Because we know what keeps happening. They fall behind, and then they miraculously roar back, and they miraculously stole 1 game, and they're 1-2.
Right.
And they feel like they're on the way to 8-8 again at this rate that they're on right now. So, again, why I say one-sided shootout, if Dak can throw for 400 and they can play even a hint of defense, well, maybe they could win by 10 or 14.
Well, you better have your left tackle to be able to block Myles Garrett, or you better be chipping. Because if you leave Knight one-on-one with Myles Garrett, I don't know Andy Dalton's going to be playing.
Okay, but if they hit their average rushing, if they get 170, if they get 200 yards rushing, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, because Dak won't get an opportunity to hold the ball. When you get those kind of yards running the football, Skip, you get very limited possessions. So if you allow them to run the ball for 170, 200 yards, how many possessions you think Dak's going to get? That's going to be something like 25 to 27 minutes time of possession.
I agree.
And that means you're going to have to cap. It puts a lot of pressure on you, Skip, when your defense isn't very good. Okay, now your defense isn't very good, and you're like, dang, we only going to have limited amount of possessions. That adds pressure to you. So now, man, we got to score every time we get the ball because we know they can't stop them. So now you add pressure to yourself.
Okay, so am I worried in the end? that Shake and Bake is going to throw a party at Jerry World? I am not. I am not, because they don't throw parties. That's not what they do anymore.
Well, they run a party.
They run parties. Yeah. They do. And I think they could run a party.
Yeah.
And it'll be a little lower score. Maybe it'll be a little.
And you already gave me 6-2, so don't try to weasel out of it.
Well, Fox Bet fell to 5.5, I think I deserve to give you 5.5.
6.
Why not?
You should have gave me a touchdown.
Why?
Because you got fans. You should give me a total touchdown. You got fans.
I think it might even go up to like 30,000.
Skip. Jerry don't care
about what pandemic.
Jerry don't care about the CDC or what state and local guidelines are.
What mask?
Yeah. You talk about, well, I'm not going to tell you how many fans we got. We'll tell you after the game. What kind of foolishness is that?
Just come on in.
Exactly.
On
in. Basically.
Yeah.
So. Whatever. I think it's gonna be fairly scared. The defenses aren't very good.
Mm.
So that's the thing. So when you play a defense that's not very good, Skip, you go in with a lot of confidence, like, and you watch them on tape, like, man, that team's getting whatever they want.
I believe Dak Prescott will go wire to wire with an outstanding performance. He will throw a shootout type performance at Cleveland, except it'll be a one-sided shootout.
Shake and Bake, Browns going 3-1.
Really?
In the quarter poll. Yep.
Really? You want to do it even?
Nope. I don't want to do that.
You just predicted it. You just said they're going to win the game.
With 6.
Well, you don't need 6.
I need it.
Well, you realize if they just cover, they don't get a dub.
I know. That's all I need. I'm gonna get a couple of these things back with the Heat. Yeah, I'm gonna get a couple of my cases back.
We didn't bet on the. I didn't bet on the Heat.
No, you didn't bet on the Heat. We already got these cases bet for the finals, the Lakers.
We do. I think this is revisionist history.
At the beginning, Skip, I told you once we got AD title. You're like, bet it. Bet you're not winning. Bet it.
Okay.
And especially with Kawhi. Oh, he shook it. He detonated. Oh, you were so key. Oh, you were happy about that. Oh, he shunned LeBron.
It was the second earthquake that night.
Yeah.
Right? July the 5th.
Yeah, now look at him.
Yep.
Done got the man fired. I want his trainer to do that tweeting like he was doing before, Skip. He had a lot to talk about over the night. Yo, one guy's in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
What he cooking up?
Yeah, the other guy's in the bubble playing nobody.
Yeah, don't do this, Skip. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because you had your opportunity. Yeah. We wanted to play you guys.
Mm.
But see,
you did not want any part of...
Well, how about the Clippers stop signing people to keep them away from the Lakers and just try to sign somebody that can help them win? How about get some bigs?
Mm.
That's what you should have did.
We got Big Zoo from you.
Okay, well, Skip, that's your only big.
Mm.
He can't do anything with Yoke.
Should have played Noah. I told you.
No mercy.
Anthony Davis led all scorers last night with 34 as the Lakers cruised to an 18-point Game 1 win. LeBron finished with 25 points and was an assist shy of a triple-double. But it was AD who received praise from Frank Vogel post-game. The Lakers coach said of AD, quote, "The bigger the moment, he's just raising his play." So, Shannon, I got to ask, is LeBron in danger of losing Finals MVP to his teammate?
Well, he wouldn't lose it. Anthony Davis would absolutely win it. Anthony Davis is playing out of his mind. He's unbelievable. All the questions that people have, he didn't have that dog. Could he survive the big stage, the big moments, having not been here? And he's answered every step of the way. He's averaging 29-9-3. So he's been exemplary.
Mm.
Right now, I think it's a push. And Skip, if it's close, it's going to LeBron. Because LeBron could theoretically average a triple-double for this series. He was an assist away last night from having a triple-double. And he had 25-13-9. So he could be 25-10-10 in this series. And I believe if it's close, it's going to go to LeBron because of the narrative. Year 17, coming from the West, winning a title in the West, I believe he would win it. But LeBron would not lose
it. By the way, got robbed in the regular season.
Right, yes. Okay. I believe we both believe he should have won.
Yep.
But... LeBron wouldn't lose it. AD would absolutely win it, Skip. I mean, AD is playing unbelievable. And he's been playing. He's dominated every big he's going to get. Houston didn't have a big. And so we can take that away. But whether it was Nurkic or Whiteside, whether it was Yoke, it didn't matter. He's giving work. Bam, for the little time Bam was in there, Skip, this is why they did what they did. He's a generational talent that has an opportunity to have a historical career. And he's taking full advantage of it. But I'm not surprised. Anthony Davis was doing all of this in New Orleans. The only difference is, Skip, New Orleans ain't L.A. and he didn't have an opportunity to play in these big moments. Skip, he was averaging 30 points a game for his career in the playoffs. He ran up against Golden State. He ran up against Golden State. I mean, there ain't no shame in losing to Golden State.
What was he, 20 games under 500 in the regular season?
Yeah, but he was still putting up these numbers. So now he's putting up these numbers in a winning effort as opposed to a losing effort. And he's on the biggest stage, and he's still doing those numbers. So the dog that, Anthony Davis ain't got that dog. How many times you ever heard that, Skip? Anthony Davis ain't got that dog in him. Anthony Davis ain't got that dog.
I heard that from Charles Barkley multiple times.
I wonder if look like he got that dog in him to me.
Really?
He got that dog in him.
Does he have that MVP dog in him?
Skip, I'm not going to, if he wins the MVP, I'm like, man, they robbed LeBron. I ain't going to be, LeBron got four. That's what we're talking about. Because that's the thing. He only got three. It's all about rings. It's all about rings. Okay. He's about to have another one.
If Anthony Davis wins MVP, it will crush your soul. You'll be pouting for weeks over this.
Nah.
You need this MVP.
We don't need it.
You need it for legacy. You need it for GOAT argument. As weak and ridiculous as your GOAT argument is, you need another MVP. You need him to be... You know what it is? The first man to do it for three
teams. That would be nice. That would have a nice ring to it. I would like that.
So this, you're desperate for this just as he is desperate.
I mean, we ain't desperate.
And now you got a problem because you've been keying over there about, we got AD.
We got him. I told you.
Did you see AD?
Yeah.
Did you see this? Did you see that?
Yep.
Did you see him dominate?
Yep.
Yep, we saw it. And the MVP voters saw it. And he is off to the races in game one. The tone has been set. If you had to vote an MVP so far, I think it would be that guy, AD, right?
Skip, but you see, Bron goes out of his way to try to get AD. He knows, let's run the offense through AD. I can get mine. I mean, Skip, think about that. That man had the quietest 25-13-9. 25-13-9. Let that sink in for a second.
He was really quiet through three quarters because he had only 17 points. And sub 20, that can disqualify you from MVP. Oh, well, you know it and I know it. So what did our man LeBron James do? I'm going to play just about the whole fourth quarter. I'm going to start it, and I'm almost going to finish it. He finally gave it up with 1:23 left in the game. And what was he doing? He was trying to stat pad for the MVP.
No, he wasn't.
He wanted his triple-double.
Hold on, what about a killer? I thought you said you want a killer instinct. So you want to make sure we kill a gnat with a sledgehammer.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
The gnat, you'd already killed the gnat.
Yeah.
The gnat was dead.
No, it wasn't.
All the gnats
make sure.
Were dead. Huh?
That's what we're making sure. You skip better say he wants LeBron to have that killer instinct.
After three quarters, 25? It was absurd.
You told me.
It was a rout.
Hold on. I thought you wanted LeBron to have that killer instinct. You wanted to have that like Kobe and Mike. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let up.
Once somebody was killed, those guys just said, that's enough.
No.
Somewhere last night, Michael Jordan was watching LeBron in the fourth quarter, and he was sipping, and he was chuckling.
Yeah, he probably was thinking to himself, like, man, I never did that. I ain't want no parts of that Western Conference with Magic and Kareem without. I ain't want no parts of that. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I couldn't even get out the East. I couldn't even get out of the East when the Bad Boy Pistons and the Big Three Celtics were in their prime.
Wait a second. He beat the West six times in the finals.
Magic was gone. What? Kareem was gone.
That's not true.
Magic gone.
In the first one.
Skip.
He beat Magic and Worthy and Byron Scott and Sam Perkins.
And year 12, really, Skip? Woo. In year 12.
He was 31. That's the heart of your prime. Come on.
After nine finals. That's during the heart of your prime after nine finals.
This is about LeBron James because this is a be careful what you wish for. I got to get him. I
got
to get him.
Got
Rich, you got to pull it off. Rich Paul, make it happen.
No.
Work your magic. Work your voodoo. Get him out of New Orleans.
Davis,
get him here.
Anthony Davis did not want to be in New Orleans. So the objective, Dale Demps possibly could have still had that job, but he wanted to be a jerk and pull the rug out from under Magic and keep asking for more and more and more. And guess what? He got fired, and the former general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers came in and says, okay, AD, do you want to be here?
Yep.
No, I do not. I want to go to L.A. Get what you can get. So what did he get? He got Brandon Ingram, most improved, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, and what, two first-rounders, three first-rounders?
What did your grandfather say about a man can meet his destiny on the very road?
On the very road he took to avoid it.
Okay. Well, there's your destiny, LeBron. He's there. He has joined forces with you in L.A., and the monster has been created.
So let me ask you a question.
The MVP monster.
So let me ask you a question. Is anybody knocking Kobe? Because they say Kobe is better than LeBron. Mm. The first three, Shaq won Finals MVP. So are we knocking Kobe for that?
No.
Okay, then. So why are we going to knock?
Shaquille O'Neal was the greatest offensive force in that period I've ever seen.
Okay, so why are we going to knock LeBron if he don't win Finals MVP?
Well, he's the GOAT. Nobody ever said Kobe was the GOAT.
No, yes, they did. They said, hold on, Charles Barkley and Shaq, they sit up there on that show every night and say Kobe is better than LeBron.
But they don't say he's better than Jordan.
I'm like LeBron. So I'm trying to figure it out. So this is what I don't get. This is the problem that I have with people that say it's about rings. When they say it's about rings, I say, well, what about Bill Russell? Well, there are other things that involve. Well, if there's other things that involved, LeBron has 4 regular season MVPs, 3 finals MVPs, 13 first team All-NBA. So what is it? See, y'all use the argument to try to diminish LeBron, and then when I use the very argument that you're using to try to diminish, like, oh, no, that's different. Mm. That's not different. Mm. If it's rings, let Bill Russell be the GOAT. Mm. If it's other things, bring other things into the equation. That's all I'm saying. That's it, Skip.
All I'm saying is, last night in the fourth quarter, LeBron went into frantic MVP push.
Hold on.
Because look what he did. He took 6 shots in the fourth quarter of a blowout and made 4 of them. You see what AD did? He played 7 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And he took his foot off the gas because AD took 2 shots and made how many? None.
But
he went 0-for-2 in the fourth quarter.
He got fouled. Mm. He got fouled. But hold on, Skip. But AD still played, even though he played 3 less minutes than LeBron, he still played 2 more minutes in the game than LeBron.
Mm. So LeBron could have taken the fourth quarter off.
We don't take no time off.
Man.
We don't take time off.
You just need to conserve.
See what
you need to.
That is what we do, Skip.
Yep.
We don't, Skip, people say. You
could have wound up with 17 points, and the voters would have said, you're disqualified.
Skip, people used to tell my grandfather, he was starting to age. They said, well, Barney, you need to slow down. Mm. My granddad said, hell, slow down for what? I got less time. Mm. I need to speed up.
Yep.
LeBron James ain't slowing down. He realizes he need to speed up. He got less time.
Yep.
So he going to full speed ahead.
So he was just eating every empty calorie he could find in the fourth quarter.
There you go,
empty calories.
There you go, Skip Bayless.
He ate 8 points worth of empty calories because they were cooked.
No,
they were done. Mm-mm. The heat were done.
We sent him a message.
Yeah.
Skip, you saw Skip. Hold on. They got the lead down.
Sent him a message?
Skip.
LeBron was -9 in the fourth quarter. What kind of message is that?
Before LeBron got those 6 straight points, they cut the lead to 13. Remember?
13?
I
don't remember that.
You do remember it.
I do not.
Oh, you was just up. Don't worry.
I think you dreamed that one.
Don't worry about it. We're going to put this Trip Dub. Mm. LeBron forgot Miss Trip Dub tickets at Will Call. He didn't leave them at Will Call, and the security ran down there, and they said it was too late, so she couldn't get in. Mm. But I've made proper arrangements. Miss Trip Dub tickets will be at Will Call. She will be in attendance.
Did she quarantine for 10
days?
Yes.
Yes. You saw her down there You saw her down there last Friday. Oh, Nugs. She 38. Remember that 38-16? Was he stat padding in that 38-16-10 game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was stat padding.
Which game?
Against the Nuggets.
Oh.
Game 5. 38-16-10 was his stat pad.
It's a blowout.
You see what I'm saying, Skip? He make it look so easy. That's what the greats do.
Oh,
they
really?
Make it look so easy. They're like, how you do that?
Well, I think you're in trouble on this MVP.
I ain't in trouble.
You need it.
I ain't in trouble.
Yep.
Because guess what? Those are my 2 guys.
Yep.
You in trouble.
I think you got a little internal dissension going on.
I ain't got no internal dissension.
Yeah,
guess what, Skip?
These 2 brothers, quote-unquote.
Your 2 big 2 about to get split up.
Mm.
1 year they got. See, that's what happened when you do one of them old quick marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Old Kawhi and Paul got. See, they got on secret marriage. Tried to do it behind closed doors. They got a secret. We was out in the public.
It was a Vegas marriage.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess what? Steve Ballmer about to undo that thing.
Is he?
Yep.
No mercy.